Good morning. 7:38 a.m. on December the 31st, 2016. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Trying to get my glove back on. It's nippy this morning. It's 22, 24, 26, somewhere in there, middle 20s. Hi, you haven't seen me since Christmas Eve. I've been taking a break. It's time to get back. I particularly wanted to get out and walk and talk today for my year end. Last chance 2016. I'm gonna try to get up tomorrow. There's no big cooking, baking, anything. Probably won't stay up too late tomorrow. Not tonight, really. Although I have been staying up too late playing. No, I haven't been playing Minecraft, I haven't been playing Eve. I've got a new drug. I've been playing the early release version of Subnautica, and it's got some bugs. But it's amusingly challenging. There's a lot of creativity involved. There's a lot of puzzle solving involved. And I have, I've been playing it. I need to stop playing it. Not entirely, but I need to resurface, metaphorically. And, get back on the road. Like this morning. So I've set some goals. I'll talk about those tomorrow. Today I just want to look back on some really interesting things that happened this year, some positive things. Milk Run finally, after way too long, Milk Run finally got released. I have the paper galley for South Coast sitting on my desk. I still have that. I finished writing the author's note that Podium wants to put at the end of To Fire Called. I think I finished it. I may want to add another paragraph. I'll have to look at it. But I'll have to record that and get that sent off to Podium so they'll have it for the new year. I've been keeping up with reviews, peer-reviewed. It's getting harder to find books I want to promote. Just because I've done, I don't know how many weeks by myself now, of three reviews a week. They're short, they're just, okay, here's a good book. This is why I liked it. Maybe grab a sample. Rock on. I really would hope that maybe with the new year I'll put out a few more calls for participation. I have also been reminded that I volunteered to run for board of directors for Science Fiction Writers of America. I don't know if it's a good idea or not. I want to put out 4 books this year. It's my 10th anniversary on January the 12th. It's been 10 years since I started with Call Me Ishmael and Quarter Share. 10 years. Wow. In 2016, what do I want to talk about? Bullet journaling. I can't tell you how important this tool is becoming. Every day I start a new page, fresh day, and I've fallen down on the job this morning because I didn't open the book first thing I got up. But every day, walk, talk, meditate, mindfulness, play, write, and then something that I have to do that's specific to that day, like a reminder to do the next day's review. I need to reconcile my old book and my new book to pick up all of the monthly stuff. I have to do that today. That's something that's bulleted in my bullet journal for today, which is to get that reconciliation set up so that January 1, New Year's Day, I opened a new book and use my new markers and my new pens. Get a little color on the page. I have a new writing lamp. I got a new lamp for Christmas. One that actually people can see. My wife made me replace. I had a Mitsubishi Diamond Star. It's a beautiful monitor from the 70s or 80s or somewhere back then. It's an old, old dog. 90 pound behemoth of a 22-inch monitor. Jesus. And it's been just sort of taking up space in the back of my desk. We use it for when we start the Minecraft server. We use it for that. But we've pretty much stopped running the Minecraft server. We're still there. We still have the capacity. We still have the capability to do it. So, we got rid of a bunch of old electronics yesterday. They're in the trunk of the van. The back of the van, she can take it over and get a recycle job from... Best Buy. I should probably salvage some of the parts from the one computer that she's taken. that she's got loaded up to take. I don't think she's taking it yet. I think there's an extra video adapter. I'll have to look. Ah. So yeah, this last year has been, and it started out kind of bad. I look at all the red early in the year last year, and my goal for the coming year, one of the many goals, is to not have as much red at the beginning of the year. Now if I can get more green means more walking, more green means more riding. Good morning. Why isn't that woman freezing to death? Standing out in the backyard with the little yappy dogs in her pajamas. Now granted, they're nice flannel jammies, but still, holy crap. So I'm wearing some of my new clothes today. I asked for a zip up hoodie so that I could have one piece of clothing that covered my body and the back of my neck. Without having to wear the separate fleece hood. And it's working out pretty well. I'm enjoying it. It's also nice to wear around the house. Oh, it's not as cold as it was. I just took my glove off. My face is cold from walking in the cold for the last half an hour. Sun is up. Feels warmer already. Even with my eyes closed, it dazzles my retinas. So, all things considered, I had a good month in November. I walked all month. I walked actually longer than all month by about a week. So, a good solid 5 weeks in a row. I don't expect I'm going to be able to do that all of January. Although, I don't know, we'll see. I need to be a little less dogmatic about when I walk. That's something that I have mentioned before, I know, and something that I have thought about doing. I also need to get the crap off the treadmill so that on days when it's too cold, I can still walk. I may not get to talk in, but I can still walk. Car just lose its muffler. Can't tell what that is. Car pulled out of a side street here and then went down around the corner and there's a big bang and I looked up and there's in the middle of the road. Maybe it's just a piece of frozen ice that fell off his wool well or something. Saw a lot of geese yesterday. Last night when I was taking the trash out, there's a big string. Maybe 50 geese was it was quite pretty in the sunset. Yeah, it's just a bag. There's trash everywhere this morning. I don't quite get it. There's like somebody had an open trash container in the back of their pickup truck and just let it all get siphoned out as they were driving down the street. There's trash everywhere. Empty cans. There's a lot of empty beer cans. Pieces of paper. I may have to start walking with a bag just so I can pick it up. So yeah, 2016 was a year. Some good things came out of the year. The bullet journal might be the most important new tool in my toolbox. I need to get over to Office Depot and pick up a new wall calendar so that I can mark out things like, in a few weeks I'm going down to Colorado Springs for 3 days for the Cosine Festival. Cosine, first Friday fan con. I'm looking forward to it. I need to, well, there's 3 days right there in January that I won't be doing the walk. Although I will be getting in my steps, there's no question about that. I will be getting in my exercise, walking around, standing around, talking to people. Anybody local to the Springs wants to come down, say hi. We'll be at the Hotel Elegant. I still don't get this memorial. There's this memorial here by the gazebo in the park here. I don't get it. Woman didn't live here. She was like, over there. Anyway. I got out. I'm almost back. I'm looking forward to a cup of coffee and perhaps breakfast. Probably gonna need to make a grocery run today. La-di-da. I'm gonna make a pot of chili for supper. Nobody goes out tonight. We aren't going to try to go out and celebrate with all the crazies. We'll probably be staying in and playing games. Maybe we'll play Pathfinder the board game. We'll see. But at any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another month and another day, another year. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.